I'm Van.
I'm Sori.
That's Booby.
And Vita and Chip.
And Rocky. Word of the day is Martus.
Is that for that kid that went?
It's for weak sauce Christians who like to stand in judgment of people who would do something that they would never do and want to justify their cowardice. All right, on that positive note.
Iron Maiden, y'all.
We got all the way till Thursday without Maiden, and then I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. So
how can we live like this?
Yeah. How could I live without Iron Maiden? The name of this song is Wasting Love. That's, you know what's interesting is that you have Wasted Years.
Yep.
And then you had a Wasting Love.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it's on the same, is it on the same record? Are you a Maiden fan?
I'm a Maiden fan. Most of the songs I've liked, I think there's been like one or two that I didn't like, but most of them I think I have liked. Speaking of Iron Maiden, remember when we did that song about the Silver Bride? I think it was Silver Bride or something.
Yes, Amorphis. That was Amorphis. Yeah.
That book that I've been reading to the kids that,
Yes.
That one
the
of our...
Kavaleva or something?
Yeah, Kavala or something like that.
Yeah.
In there, there's a story about a man who loses his wife, and then he's a blacksmith, and he throws gold in and fashions her. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they sent us that book. Because of that song?
Oh, but in that story, he makes her, and then when he brings her out, he like lays beside her, but it's so cold and she's metal. So she's making him freeze to death on one side of his body, and as much as he covers up, it doesn't help because he's so cold.
Well, yeah, it doesn't end positively in the song either.
No. I didn't remember how it ended.
Yeah, pretty much exactly that way.
Anyway, if you want to see some of the stuff that me and the kids talk about or whatever, go check out my channel, My Sori Life. That's where we get some behind-the-scenes stuff in. But, yeah, it was sad. And it was weird because in that book, like, there's all kinds of, like, random ways that, like one guy gets killed and his mom, like, creates this rake because, like, he gets chopped into a bunch of pieces and his mom rakes him all up and fashions him back together and calls upon the gods and sends bees up to the gods to bring him back to life and he comes back to life. He's a terrible person, too. So I didn't know if the metal thing was going to come back to life, but it didn't. Anyway, Iron Maiden. I got all that because we said Maiden. Ready?
Wasting Love. Let's do it.
Go.
This is lighter.
Spend your days for the love. That's good.
Yes.
That's some good stuff right there.
Freaking Maiden wow. Man.
Wow, that's really good.
They're so good. Such a good band.
Yeah. The words were like sad, you know, but the music and everything, it's just...
Musicianship is
excellent.
Ridiculous.
Yes, excellent.
And it was different. It was da-da, da-da.
Yeah.
That little middle when they're doing the solo, like toward the end. It's not your regular, all right, you just do a rhythm and then put a solo on top of it. They were really, really thinking. I've been really, ever since I'm getting, you know, coming out of new metal and then getting exposed to, you know, traditional metal or classical metal.
Yeah.
You know, I've been really, I understand why new metal came and just killed the solo. Because a lot of them are just completely superfluous. You know, I mentioned that a couple songs ago, but this solo was really, really, really good. And I really felt like they put a lot of thought into how the rhythm section was going to go along with the solo.
Yep.
know, it wasn't just a throwaway riff or a recycled riff.
The whole thing fit together perfectly.
Yeah, they really, really went there and did what they needed to do. So I love that.
Sometimes
they did
I
a really
feel
good
like
job.
I'm chasing the music. Sometimes I feel like it's on a journey and I'm trying to peek in at it. Other times I feel like it's pushing me. This one, I felt like the music just caressed. It just like went around, just like enveloped you and you were there right in the middle of it. Beautiful, beautiful. Loved it.
Yeah. They started off in the clean setting and went distortion. Good stuff. Good stuff. What'd you think the song was about?
Not well. I thought it was just about you spending your time wasting wasting time instead of just moving forward. Like, I don't know.
Well, the other song was about something wasting time or wasted time or something like that.
What?
But this song is called Wasting Love.
I don't remember even talking about love. It just seemed like...
Well, dream on, brothers, while you can. Dream on, sister. I hope you find the one.
Oh.
And then it says, wasting love in a desperate caress.
Oh, see, I didn't hear any of that. I got sucked into the music.
So I think it's about... Because he's saying, maybe one day I'll be an honest man. Up till now, I'm doing the best I can. Long roads, long days of sun. So I think it's the whole dealing with groupies on the road thing.
Really?
I think so. Because
I thought it was how much do you put yourself out there. Like, maybe one day I'll be an honest man. Up till now, I'm doing the best that I can. Like, you know, there's like some people that they can't say, I love you, like, you mean this to me, blah, blah, blah. They always got to hold it back.
I don't know, because he's following it up with long roads, long days of sunrise to sunset. So he's talking about being on the road.
Yep.
And then not being an honest man. Ugh. So when you combine that,
yeah,
it looks to me like... But it's interesting. It doesn't seem like there's guilt here. It seems like he's talking about being empty and being lonely, and then the desperate caress. It's not the typical...
Oh, wasting love in a desperate caress.
Right. Right.
Well, then I have to throw in with you. I think that's what it
is. So it's not sex drug. It's not, you know, like, because there's different ways of dealing with the access to sex that a person in power has,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a CEO or whatever. And, you know, usually what is this, 92 this came out? So, you know. That's the end of the 80s. You know, usually it's, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It gets mm-hmm. glamorized a lot. Mm-hmm. And you hear that, you know, sometimes with Metallica or whatever. It's just like, yeah, we're going to conquer the village and blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Or Cowboys from Hell. It was like basically keep your girl locked up because, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of like this glorification of it.
Yeah.
But then on the back end, you'll hear these guys say they feel guilty about it. Korn has a song about that. We'll probably get to it eventually. But this one, he doesn't feel guilty. He's definitely not celebrating. He's saying he's empty, he's lonely, he's desperate, and it's he feels hollow afterward.
Yeah.
Which we had that Perfect Circle song, Cater to the Hollow, blah, blah, blah. He was talking about feeling hollow and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it is an interesting thing where... I don't know how much we're sharing here, but yeah, I'm not gonna say that. But it seems like he's trying to fill some void by, you know, having sex with all these girls. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like he's celebrating. It doesn't look mm-hmm. like he's having fun. And it looks like he brings it out like Dream On Brothers. I don't know if he's talking about his bandmates and then Dream On. See, he says Dream On Brothers, plural, but then it's Dream On Sister, singular.
I hope you find the one.
So maybe he's talking about his bandmates, plural, mm-hmm. but then he's talking to the girl that he's with.
I think that's what it is.
You know, like I don't know, maybe he's trying to have, maybe, you know, for that brief time on the road, he's trying to have that relationship or discussion with her, maybe?
I don't think so.
He's going to move on?
When he's saying Dream On Sister, I hope you find the one, I think it's... He realizes, because I think like a lot of times, like, and I've heard lots of women say it, that a lot of times they would have like sex with guys because they were looking for love.
Right.
And like, you know, maybe this girl, she's got a big dream. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm with this guy. Like, maybe this is going to work out. Maybe it won't, but maybe it will. But all the while he knows it's not. He knows it's just for one night or whatever. And so he's telling her to dream on.
You think the girl thinks that this... mega rock star is gonna be with her forever.
There might be a chance. I've seen girls in like when like they'll go with these guys that it's never gonna work. Like it's very clear to anybody on the outside that's never gonna work, but they always like a lot of them think it's gonna work. Like, oh, this is gonna happen and blah blah blah.
You think that's similar to what happens with a groupie?
I don't know. I can't speak for them. I've never actually I've only talked to girls that were in other situations. I've never talked to a girl that was actually with a man.
I just think
But
with a mega rock star, the understanding is that
This is only for one night.
But then maybe they talk to each other about what they really want out of life. Maybe for the few hours that they're together, they talk about it, and she talks about what she would like, and there's... I just think it's kind of like a hotel conversation where it's like, you know, what do you, you know, where they get into a deep conversation. You know, they're not, there's the understanding that he's going to go to another city and there's going to be another girl in another hotel the next night, but they're making some sort of human connection, and she talks about what she would want out of life. And so he's basically saying, and I think that that's why it's in the singular, because... He's having this conversation with multiple girls, but at the same time, he's having, like, one moment with each of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. Which, yeah. Sexuality is a very, very powerful thing. It's, you know, of course, people think of you know, the biblical law of, you know, waiting till you're married as some sort of, you know... bygone, silly, you know, whatever. But then when you think about it, and you think about how much emotion and how much damage is done by being able to just go off and do as much as you want with whoever you want, it's pretty destructive. You know, and it leads to, if you have a societal norm where marriage is normalized and marriage is put up as something to attain to, And that sexuality is limited to that. That I think it's a lot more of a healthy society and better situation to be. Obviously, the CDC would agree. Go check it out. You know, but the CDC can't tell you about, you know, the effects on your soul and who you are as a person and what people are going after when they're going for all these sexual encounters.
Yeah.
You know, because it's this weird thing where it's this very powerful thing where it's supposed to connect you, all parts of your being, body, soul, and spirit. It's supposed to be some sort of connection. So then you indulge in it, and then you have that connection, but then the person doesn't want to stay connected to you after that. And it's very jarring. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? And, you know, I think we're starting to see the fallout of that right now in our generation. I think there's an incredible fallout to it, and now, you know, all of us are supposed to pretend that it's just some physical function. Because if you have a naturalistic worldview, you just think it's physical attraction and you're, you know, replicating genes and you have an impulse to replicate genes, and so that's why we want to do this and that, and so now that's supposed to happen and everybody's supposed to move on with their lives and you're not, and there's a whole bunch of people suffering in a ton of silence. Because of this stuff, you know.
Oh, for sure.
And now we've got people talking about legalizing prostitution, you know. Because, again, if you only have a materialist view of the world, you don't get it. You don't see that, like, we're talking about systemically destroying someone's soul.
Oh, gosh.
But if it's just, we're just, you know, sacks of carbon or whatever knocking into each other, why are you making songs like this?
I think it's so sad, like, to think,
denying the obvious.
You know, that you could, I guess, be vulnerable to a situation like this where, like, you would, you know, you give yourself in your marriage, you know what I mean? And then when it doesn't work out, it's a very painful thing, you know?
Sure.
So, like, I understand that angle of it. I don't understand, because I've never been in that situation. But I imagine that would be very painful, especially if you are thinking that there's something there.
Well, as in all modern, as with all modern advancements, the people who really get shortchanged are women.
Yeah.
That's not to say that men don't feel it, because obviously, you know, it's a dude that wrote this song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely think women are generally more in touch with the aspects of the soul, and so they're generally way more affected by these casual sexual relationships than men are. But now they're not even supposed to act like it. They're supposed to act like they're emotionally constructed just like men are, and they're supposed to just, oh yeah, I did that, and Sex in the City, and you can just have all this meaningless sex and it doesn't affect you as a person. Bullshit. It does. It does, but because we're trying to, we want to deconstruct all of the things that built our society. Mm-hmm. We have to deny obvious truths, and we have to say, oh, it's conditioning. Mm-hmm. How about it's biology? How about it's God made us certain ways to complement each other? How about that? And when you stray, there's a certain way the universe is constructed, and when you stray from the way that we're supposed to be, it has dire consequences. And we can pretend that it's not real. You can do it all you want, but I guarantee you, there's a lot of people listening to us right now that have engaged in all of this free sex, free love jargon and have been completely gutted and ruined and wrecked by it, mm-hmm. but can't express it anywhere because they've been parroting this naturalistic, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
you're just a collection of
yeah.
cells and whatever that's here for a short time to pass on your genes, mm. if you so choose. but then again, it's like at the end of the day, I was talking in the chat. So at the end of the day, it's like, how do you explain a song like this and yeah. the meaningfulness? And not only him, but the guitarist was singing in a sense, especially in that yeah. solo.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, he was singing in that solo that they're feeling it.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, it's interesting because like women in the modern age are not allowed to be able to say, I feel used, I feel cheapened, mm-hmm. I'm damaged, I'm mm-hmm. attached to this person. That you're not allowed to say that because yeah. they're all trying to be Carrie from Sex and the City. And these guys, generally speaking, it's supposed to be this machismo, hey, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, I'm getting as many girls as I want. Mm-hmm. So they're not allowed to say, I feel empty, mm-hmm. I feel terrible, da 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 da. Wow. You know, so it's a
mess.
Pretty terrible mess we're all in.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Pretty terrible mess. And then he says it, you know, it's like, I hope you find the one, right? So we had the sexual revolution in the 60s, and it's like, free love everywhere, da da da.
Yeah.
But come around full circle, and it's, I hope you find the one. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. that's the best of all possible worlds. You can't convince me that, like, you go on and you have your fun, quote unquote. But at the end of the day, everybody wants somebody that's gonna choose them over all the rest of the 8 billion people on the planet and mm-hmm. stick with them. Mm-hmm. Like that's what people want. Mm-hmm. People can say whatever, but that's ultimately what people want. Mm-hmm. You know, like, can you imagine? Dream on, sister. I hope you find the 10.
Yeah, no.
It's like...
And I don't think that people are dreaming about that either. Like,
what?
Like, I think that people are like, oh, hey, you know, it'd be cool to go with this, with that, you know, have all these. Right. But, like, I think deep down, like, most people, they're looking for the one, you know? Like, they want to do the yeah. other stuff, but they want the one, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And they don't want the one to have done all that stuff.
Yeah, they don't want the one to want the 10. They want the one... to want them to be their one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I found my one. Hmm. You put two in there.
We usually
that's not
do
healthy.
Two.
Well, one, because we're talking about one. Oh. Gosh.
You have to give me a pass.
Not helpful. I don't have to give you any such thing.
Yeah, I had a hard day.
So, I have a hard day every day.
Yeah, but you're not pregnant.
Bless God.
You have to give me a pass.
I thank thee, O Lord, that you have not made me a Gentile, a slave, or a woman. Oh, boy.
Must I put up with this?
You don't have to.
Stop it.
You had two fingers up there. Go find the other one. Hmm?
We always do this. How could you confuse me that way?
Good song.
I loved it. Really, really loved this one.
Good song. What do you give it? Solid 9 for me.
Yeah. I think I'm at a 9.5.
9.5. Woo! Iron yeah. Maiden. I wonder, Kai, let me know, what's Iron Maiden's average?
Oh, yeah. I heard that they're coming, like...
They are. It's in August of 2019, I think. Maybe it'll be born by then, inshallah.
Yeah. How far is it? I can't... No, I mean, like, how far away? Is it in Boston?
Boston, New York, when I was two.
I hope I can keep the baby. Of course, my family would like that. They get to have the baby. I don't want to leave the baby. Anyway, we'll have this discussion off air.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it.
All right. 9, 9.5.
Yep.
Been out.
Sorry, out.
Gone.